Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
Let's show love to our children. Let's gather together, or let's put hands together and make sure that we show love to our children. Yes, no child deserves to be told a different story. Every child deserves to feel loved. Every child deserves to feel loved and know it, that they are appreciated and they are loved. We gave you the sounds of Pastor Stephen Opokiri. There is power in his name, and yes, there is power in the name of the Lord God Almighty. There is power in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I see Tatani Makamu, your message, it came through, but I think our WhatsApp was having some network issues, so I can't read the message, but I think I know you say you are there. Hello to you. Thank you for being with us. And Jeanette, Andre and Joey, you were with so yes, with Pastor Rocky on Skriftierlik, you're still tuned in. May God awesomely bless you, and thank you for choosing Radio Pulpit as your number one radio station. So today we're going to have a nugget from Pastor Nosi Parakolota, and she says, when the enemy wages war in the mind, and I think that is where the enemy attacks us. He attacks the mind. He attacks the mind. He will bring things into one's mind, things that are not of the word, things that are not of God, things that are negative, that are not of good report. But I'm reminded that the Bible says we should meditate on the good. Meditate on these. Meditate. I want to get to that scripture. Meditate on. I want to get to that scripture quickly, and that verse that you find in the book of Philippians 4, in verses 8, and it encourages us to focus on that which is true. That which is lovely and pure and noble and of good report, virtuous and praiseworthy. It says, meditate on these things. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just. And it continues to say, whatever things that are just, where am I? Whatever things that are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. I'm reminded of that the Word of God encourages us to it encourages us to focus on these, the praiseworthy things, noble things, lovely things, just and pure, that we should, and of good report as well, that which are praiseworthy. It helps. It keeps you in up spirits. It doesn't matter what happens around you. You are able to be reminded of the goodness of the Lord and His faithfulness. I mean, we were playing a song earlier on that says He is God alone, and the other one says, I will trust you. That helps you to realize the power in His word. That helps you and I to realize the power in His Word and to trust more in His Word when we are focused on these. When we are not focusing on the negatives that are there, that are happening around us, but we are focusing on all of these. We are even able to pray the right way. pray the right way and not even complain unto the Lord. And our faith can be catapulted to the faith, to the God-like faith. The Bible says we should have that kind of a faith, a faith like a childlike faith, where you know beyond reasonable doubts that your Father is in control, regardless how bumpy the road may be. Reminding us of that boy, that girl who was driving with their father in the car, and they were driving through a mountainous and dangerous and bumpy roads, crossing some rivers. They had to drive, you know, there are those rivers where you can drive through at some point of the, like during some seasons in the year. They had to drive through that, some meandering roads. They had to drive through that. You know, the children were very happy singing in their back and playing as well. The one who was concerned about the steering wheel was their father. Their father had to be concerned about the roads, the level of the road, the everything. They were not concerned about that. Jesus had taken the wheel and he was driving now. So that's who we ought to be. We ought to be like that, like those children, and trust in the Lord regardless. And so, yeah, she will be sharing on that. And she says to us today that she's reminding us that we should believe the report of the Lord. We should believe the report of the Lord.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Will you be traveling outside of the Radio Pulpit medium wave broadcasting area? No problem. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
That was 1 Samuel 17 from verse 43 to 47, and I'm going to read it. It says, he said to David, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Come here, he said, and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. And you know, when I read this, I immediately thought about how the enemy always attacks us in our thoughts. You know, he will come and always try to bring intimidation and doubt. You see it from, you know, the Garden of Eden, when he comes to talk to Eve. And the very first thing he does is to question what God said. And you see it again with the Lord Jesus Christ when he's in the wilderness and he's trying to, you know, make him go against the word of God by talking to him. You see this also with Elijah, when he gets so afraid of Jezebel because of what she said, you know, and she said, tomorrow about this time. No, she didn't say about this time. She said that the next day, the same thing that he did to those prophets of Baal, she was going to do to him. And he allowed fear, the spirit of fear, to take over, so much so that he abandoned his call and his purpose in life. So I see here that attack, an attack with words where the enemy comes and attacks. But now in verse 45, David says to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut you off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there's a God in Israel. So this one tells me that when the enemy came speaking negatively, planting negative thoughts and undermining David, that he did not allow himself to receive that threat. You know, he did not allow the spirit of fear. He did not listen to those words. And he was not even passive about it. He didn't just sit and listen and think to himself, I know better. No, he responded with words as well. He came against the words with the word of the Lord. He came with the authority that the Lord had given him as a covenant partner with God, you know. So he speaks in response to the challenges that are coming against him. And this says to me, we can also speak, you know, a word. We can speak the word of God over situations. We should not just be quiet. It's like if you have a bad dream, you know, and it's not in line with the Lord, with the word of the Lord, you don't wake up and just be quiet and go back to sleep. You wake up and you declare the word of the Lord over your life, over that area of your life. You do not accept what the enemy says. And you see this also with the Lord Jesus Christ. When the enemy came to Eve, she went along with him. She agreed with his narrative. But when the enemy came to the Lord Jesus Christ, he countered the attacks, the words of attack, with the word of the Lord. With Elijah, you see, he was defeated already. He was afraid. He was just reactive to the threat. He saw the reality of it, and it became loud in his, you know how situations can get louder and louder, and usually they get worse than they actually are when you allow them to fester in your mind, the words that are not, you know, words of faith. So instead of sitting and listening to the enemy preaching, you know, negativity, preaching death, preaching doom, preaching, you know, everything that is contrary to what God says, you are to counteract it with what the word of God says, with what God actually says about you, because words are the swords that God has given us. The word of the Lord, it's creative, and he's given it to us to use in our mouth as well. And the Bible says in 47, all those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. So it's not like David is denying all this, the situation, let me say. He's acknowledging it, but he is saying, our God, our covenant God, is higher than even you. So you might be stronger than me. You are a man of war with experience. You know, I come with the creator of all creation, of all the universe, with God Almighty. He has all power in his hand, and he is the one who goes ahead of me. I'm coming with the name of the, you know, the Lord of heaven's armies. So not even just the army of Israel, but the army of heaven, the host of heaven. It says, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty. So it's Lord All-Powerful, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. So when situations start to preach to us, let's not listen to them, family. Remember with Elijah, even when he got to the cave, because the Lord made an appointment with him and he says, let us meet by this mountain. And he goes to the appointed place. But when he gets there, the Bible says that there was fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. There was a wind, but God, there was an earthquake, but God was not in any of those things. So the situations were talking. Situations were giving their impressions, but he waited for that still small voice, the voice of God the Father. Unfortunately, Elijah had already, you know, in his heart, he had given up his purpose. He just wanted to die in spite of everything that the Lord said to him. And so the Lord allowed him to leave the earth early, before it was his time to leave, before he had accomplished everything. But I would like to believe that we will accomplish everything that God has called us to, and we are not going to succumb to any situations or circumstances or any threats. We are not going to succumb to the spirit of fear. We're not going to allow it to settle over us. We are going to go with the strength of the Lord that is within us, that goes before us, and that hems us in.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.